This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 316 for Tuesday, March 19th. I'm Adam Pulisciotti. The ice futures canola market was in positive territory on Tuesday, with mixed sentiment in vegetable oils. While European rapeseed was up, Chicago soy oil was down, and Malaysian palm oil was lower in the nearby contracts. Crude oil continued to rise after the release of economic data from China and Ukrainian attacks on Russian refineries. The Canadian dollar was down more than one-tenth of a U.S. cent compared to Monday's close. Statistics Canada reported today that the annual inflation rate declined to 2.8% in February. The May canola contract was up $2.80 per ton at $634.50. In the U.S., corn and wheat showed modest gains, while soybeans were lower. Dry conditions persist in the western U.S. corn belt, but a system this weekend will bring snow, rain, and much-needed moisture to the region. Crop consultant Dr. Michael Cordonnier left his production estimate for Brazilian corn unchanged at 112 million tons, while raising his estimate for Argentina by 1 million at 55 million tons, citing recent rains. Ag Rural, as well as Safras and Mercado, reported that 97% of Brazil's safrinha corn crop has been harvested, while Conab reported 92% completion. Annex said Brazil had exported nearly 228,000 tons of corn in the first 2 weeks of March, down from 1.3 million at this time last year. The May corn contract was up 4 U.S. cents per bushel at $4.40. Cordonnier also left his estimate unchanged for Brazilian soybean production at 145 million tons, while raising Argentina's by 1 million at 51 million tons. Ag Rural reported that 63% of Brazil's soybeans have been harvested, compared to 62% 1 year ago. Annex said Brazil has exported 6.4 million tons over the first 2 weeks of March, with the month's total expected to be 13.7 million, a slightly higher pace than last year. AgriCensus said Argentine soybean sales dropped on March 13th compared to the day before due to rumors surrounding another soy dollar exchange program. The May soybean contract was down 2 U.S. cents per bushel at $11.86. Hard red winter wheat ratings in Kansas improved by 2 points from the previous week at 55% good to excellent. Texas saw a similar increase at 46%, while Colorado was up 9 points at 65%. Oklahoma was down 4 points at 61%. Conditions in Kansas and Texas are at their best since 2016. The European Union is set to place a tariff on 95 euros per ton on Russian and Belarusian grain imports, with Russian imports totaling 4 million tons in 2023. India's government plans on buying 33.5 million tons of wheat in 2024-25, up from 26.2 million last year. The May Chicago wheat contract was up 10 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.53. The May Kansas City hard red wheat contract was up 9 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.83. The May Minneapolis spring wheat contract was up 6 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.57. That's a look at the ice futures in U.S. markets for Tuesday, March 19th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pulisciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.